I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. We're revisiting Pakistan today, where what happened at a funeral sparked anger among the locals. Stay with us to hear that story and learn how to pray. And there's an event coming up that promotes holistic care of children in need. Find your place in the story on Mission Network News. A curious case has erupted in Pakistan, a call for the arrest of 100 people, men and women, after mixed prayers during a funeral. The funeral was held for Asma Janagir, a well-known lawyer and activist in the country. FMI's Bruce Allen.
The man who is trying to get that FIR, or first incident report, issued so that the warrants for the arrest for 100 people can be delivered, says this amounts to a major sin to have women at the funeral. It's taboo in Pakistani culture for women to attend funerals, to go to grave sites, although there are Islamic scholars who would say the ban against women attending funerals or burials is not what their prophet Muhammad intended.
And it's possible the call for these arrests also has a political element to it.
There would be some prominent people perhaps arrested there because of the status of this woman who had died, and many prominent people, whether lawyers like herself or politicians or other people who rub shoulders with her, and she was a highly respected woman, attended. So it will be interesting to see what the outcome is.
And please pray for open blasphemy cases. Outside situations like this can affect how judges respond. Get the details at missionnews.org. And just days after Typhoon Ruby struck the East Samar province of the Philippines in 2014, AMG International workers arrived to help with relief work. Since then, they've moved on to restoration and community development. Bill Passins of AMG says over time, locals started asking if they could join the AMG workers when they met together to worship God.
We ended up outgrowing a couple of buildings along the way, but three churches were born out of this process where people just saw the hands and feet of Christ, saw the love of Christ through very tangible ways, and then heard the gospel proclaimed through these pastors that came in.
And today, the restoration process is mature enough for the community to continue it without outside help. But when AMG learned that the locals didn't have easy access to eggs, they started a poultry farm.
Within a month, that became an income-generating project, so it was a very quick turnaround. And as the demand kept growing, and we could never meet the demand, and we kept expanding, you know, it just kept growing and produced enough income so that we can actually support all the work that's continuing on in these areas.
Please ask God to continue to saturate this community with the gospel. And for more ways to plug in, head to missionnews.org. Finally, Compassion Sunday is right around the corner, and during this annual event, child sponsors through Compassion International share with their churches how the program works and invite others to sponsor a child too. Matt Monberg of Compassion.
Compassion currently has over 1.8 million children that are part of our sponsorship program, all of whom are in a one-to-one sponsorship relationship with a caring family, Christian, who wants to see the best for their life, to help truly release them from poverty in Jesus' name.
Children in Compassion sponsorship program are more likely to finish their education, get a good job, and become a church or community leader. The holistic care enacted through the local church has an impact both physically and spiritually.
A sponsorship becomes a way in which you're helping a local church in that child's context to provide those earthly needs while at the same time offering them the opportunity to hear the gospel.
Compassion Sunday is April 29, so whether you'll be looking for a booth at your church that Sunday, or if you'd like to set one up for yourself, just head to missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also look into One Way's Prayer Cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of the role of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.